Hello and welcome to another episode of Sandparks Podcast. My name is Gia Rankumise. Sandparks bookings for 2019 June-July period open today, 25th July 2018 at 7:30 a.m. via our reservations offices. And online bookings open tomorrow, the 26th of July 2018. We found that we have very loyal Sandparks clients who brave the elements and extreme cold the entire night to secure their bookings for the most popular period. So last night, I put on my warmest jacket to join them in the queue and find out why they do this exercise, especially under such weather conditions. Please join me as they share their stories and experiences. Enjoy.
My name is Willem Roberts. I'm here from Pretoria, and I've been going to Kruger National Park for the last 54 years. I'm trying to get a booking for our favorite spot in Kruger, and the favorite spot is probably between Setara or Lower Sabi or Crocodile Bridge. And as you know, they are favorite camps for everybody. We are camping. And if you are not here, you will not get the booking that you would like to be next year. Spending the night here is to make sure that tomorrow morning when the office opens, that you are in the first line so that you can ensure that you get the booking that you would like to get. If you're not here tomorrow morning, first in line, you will not get that booking. We all know that Setara has only got 80-something stands, and we know that there are several other offices throughout the country, even satellite offices, and it opens all at the same time. So Setara would probably be fully booked within the first 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, I start by taking some beverage. And when the sun is fully set now, we're going to start the fire at the back here. You've left us a nice braai there. We use it every year. We've got lots of wood. So we'll have a nice braai and stand by the fire until late. And then I'll bring my bed right here with some nice bedding and a duvet. And I'll sleep here until tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock. And then I'll have a nice flask of coffee. Even Auntie Ruth, she comes with coffee at 7 o'clock. She brings coffee out every year. But we also organize coffee. So it's not a problem. And this year the wind is not blowing.
Okay, but tell me how many years you've been doing this.
No, well, it's a couple of years. I don't know how many years. But let's say the last 10 years. We were here sitting in the queue and not further than this first pillar.
And previously his father sat in the queue. His
no,
mother.
No, that's not true.
No,
see, my father never sat in the queue because Kruger has become very popular lately. And it wasn't like that. So it's a good thing that Kruger is popular, but in those days only certain people went to Kruger. Firstly, not a lot of people like to camp in the wild. You were scared of animals and all of these things. And the situation changed. So there's even more accommodation available in Kruger right now, I believe. But there's a lot of interest in going to Kruger these days, especially during school holidays. The other thing that I think is wrong in this country is the fact that school holidays for the inland provinces and the coastal provinces are exactly the same. So that is creating the situation where everybody wants to go in the space of 3 weeks during school holidays. If they can split, and I know it's not Sandparks, it's education department probably, they must split that so that the coastal provinces can get their own holiday in the winter, and inland provinces, that will create the space for everybody, and it will relieve the pressure in Kruger. Always been nice, always been cold, but it's worth it.
So we're lucky in a way that we are a group together. So the camaraderie is built up throughout the years. So what we do, we come together, we get people in the morning to sit and wait for us, and we join in, and later on some more people join in. And like I said, we have a good time together, and the next morning certain people would be allocated to do the bookings for us.
They even got me here.
So if you're alone, it's not nice. If you sit here alone, it's not nice. It will become very boring and very cold. But if you've got friends to talk to and discuss this trip that you're going to do, time flies.
No, our biggest risk, which was about 2 or 3 years, it seems to be that there was a glitch in the computer system. And we were afraid that the next morning the system won't be up. But late that night, somebody came, they were sitting, and they came out and said, the system is running, tomorrow morning, it's up and go. Luckily, it was like that, but that is one problem we have. I mean, we can have electricity cut tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and then you have a huge problem. What risk, or what do you have in place to overcome that? Do you take our names because we were here and put it on a list and first come, first serve or whatever? Or you're just going to open up the system again and then we lose out? We sat here the whole evening without a guarantee we're going to get the space.
So it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. But we are very hopeful that we will be able to get what we want. And we are satisfied in the last 10 years that Sandparks has done their job. And we were never... unfortunate not to get what you want.
My name is Eric Lowe, and we always go for camping sites. A lot of people think they must come today to get the bungalows and that type of thing. It was proven 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, friends of us also went to Satara. Within 2 days, he just went onto the internet, booked it, and they had got some space. Bungalows, in my eyes, is not a problem, because a lot of people book, and then suddenly they decide they don't want it anymore. But camping is a huge problem. And the problem with the camping is, I think they oversell. I might be wrong. I could be wrong. But there's a lot of people, they don't book PowerPoints at the camp. But yet, when they arrive there, they take their leads and they put it across the road and that type of thing, and they also have power. And I'm not so sure that if they are checked, that their booking reflects that they took a camping site with power. And then they plug into one another, they overload, then the system, then the electricity strips. Then you leave in the morning 6 o'clock, when you come back at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock after your brunch, suddenly you realize the power is off. And some of the caravans has got a trip switch that doesn't automatically reset itself. So if the guy comes back at 6 o'clock in the evening, whatever, he's got a problem on certain of his fridges and his freezers.
Johnny Roberts, I'd like to visit the Kruger as well. My brother was speaking first, so I'm doing the same as he did, and for the past 50 years. Been doing it for 10 years. Same. Not a problem. Just the cold outside, but luckily, as he said, the wind is calm for now. We'll see what's happening later.
I don't think it's... they need to... The queues will always be here. I think the problem is people book huge volumes. They've got 30 days to pay. They can unsell it to anybody else in the meantime, and it's a really bad effect on the people on the back of the queue. It must be limited to the amount of booking you can do, and you must pay immediately your deposit, like any other booking. If I want to book on Lacquer Slab or any of those websites, I must pay. Simple as that. Michael Tout, and I go for chalet accommodation. That's why I sit here.
Elmer Lowe. And we also, for the last 8 years, I'm coming here every year to make a reservation for camping. And the refreshments we enjoy here and the braai afterwards, that make up for the coldness.
What I can say is, do us a favor.
Okay,
and come 7 o'clock tomorrow morning and have a look and experience it firsthand, how people really get angry.
And you'll have different opinions 7 o'clock.
The queue will be down there, and people, you know, stand there, and they can't understand why.
And they won't be
you know, yes. I brought my chair at 8 o'clock this morning, and I'm 7th in the queue.
They will have a different opinion.
But Because they'll come here at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock and think, yeah, I'm going to sneak into the front of the row.
Yeah.
And then they realize, but I'm number 35.
70.
I was being polite. and that's the problem. You know, then they get to the front and there's nothing available anymore.
We are very happy.
Yeah, happy.
Cheers. And we're becoming happier by the minute.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning we'll still be
going to miss us for a
hour. Yeah.